Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to show you a quick demo now that introduces a great new set of developer tools that are being released in the SQL Server 2012 wave. They're called SQL Server Data Tools, and these tools are going to make it really easy for developers to build database applications that target either your on-premise environment or the cloud. So let's jump right in and check out this modern new development tool capability. So we're going to start with a very simple web application that does product catalog maintenance. So I'm going to enter some new data into this ASP.NET application, just so you see it does very simple CRUD operations against a SQL Server database that we have running on-premise. So here I've inserted a new row into my product catalog for a Connect chair. This does very simple things in terms of allowing you to add new products, delete existing products against a SQL Server database using ASP.NET. The only other interesting thing about this application is that it has some embedded reporting. So we click on that link and we can render a nice report of our product catalog out of a report server that's running in a local instance of reporting services. So what would it take to move this entire simple web application up to Windows Azure? Let's see how easy that is to do with SQL Server 2012 and SQL Server Data Tools. So where we're going to start here is we're going to start in SQL Server Management Studio just to show you one of the different ways that you can migrate your databases from your on-premise SQL Server installations up to SQL Azure. So what I've got here is two SQL servers here in my Object Explorer. The first one is my on-premise SQL server, and the second one is my logical SQL Azure server running up on Windows Azure in the cloud. So I'm just going to expand my databases here, and here's my products catalog database. And with SQL Server 2012, all I have to do to move a simple database up there is just right-click, select tasks, and choose Deploy Database to SQL Azure. So what that's going to do is fire up a wizard that allows me to connect up to my SQL Azure instance and allows me to choose the name of the database once it makes it up to SQL Azure and a few settings in terms of the edition and the size, which is significant because remember, Azure is pay as you go. So you don't want to just create giant databases if you don't need them. And what we're going to create here is something called a backpack. The backpack is kind of an interim deployment format, a new one that was introduced by Data Tier Applications. It has metadata that describes all the schema and all the objects in your database, and it also includes an extract of all of your table data as well. Bundles it all up into one file, and then the tools will take that one file and push it up for deployment onto SQL Azure. So you can see here the wizard's going through, it's extracting all of our schema and our objects and our tables, and now it's actually creating a deployment plan up on SQL Azure and deploying our database. And then once it finishes creating the deployment plan, it's going to actually start going up there and deploying our individual table data up there as well. So while that's running, let's switch over to the, oh, it actually finished up, or at least fairly close to it. Look, it's created your the deployment plan, and now it's actually going to migrate the schema and data into the actual database. So you can see that that's in process now. The table data is getting extracted out of that backpack and loaded into each individual table, kind of similar to the way you might have done it in the past with something like BCP. So the wizard's all finished. It's happened pretty quickly. It's a pretty small database, so no big deal. Obviously, it would take longer to move, you know, larger databases up there, but that backpack file format and these tools in SQL Server Management Studio made it super easy to do that. And there's a whole bunch of other ways to do this as well. So we've gone ahead and moved our database up there. So if I kind of expand SQL Azure here in Management Studio, and I do a refresh, we should see our ProductsDB database up there, which it is. And if I go up to the Windows Azure Management portal, notice here I'm connected up to my SQL Azure Logical Server, which is running in South Central US. Last time I did a refresh, that database wasn't there. So let's go ahead and refresh this, and we should see our ProductsDB database is up there. Now, I've gone ahead and done a couple things and deployed a couple things to Windows Azure in advance to just kind of make the demo a little bit more efficient. The first thing that I deployed was the web application. So I just took that ASP.NET web application. I packaged it up using the Windows Azure SDK that interoperates with Visual Studio, and I deployed it up to a Windows Azure web role. So it's running, and here's the actual URL for the app. And the other thing that I deployed in advance is my report. But this time, I've deployed the report to SQL Azure Reporting. SQL Azure Reporting is reporting services technology delivered as a service in Windows Azure. So I was able to actually deploy a new logical report server with a single click. And in the very next step, I was able to deploy my reporting services report to it from right within Visual Studio, just like it was a report server running on-premise. So really a nice capability there. So those two things I deployed in advance. We should actually be able to go out and see if our app is working now that we've gone ahead and deployed our database up there. So I'll go ahead and click on our link, and yes, our app's running, and we should even be able to see our embedded report working, but this time the report's getting serviced out of SQL Azure Reporting running up in the cloud. There's no on-premise computing resources being used to do any of this now. And I've been able to do it all just with, you know, provisioning a simple logical server, provisioning a Windows Azure web role, and provisioning a new SQL Azure Reporting report server with, you know, a couple clicks. So this is an extremely productive environment for deploying your web apps. Now, typically, you're going to wind up needing to make a lot of changes to your underlying database schema. And that's really where, SQL Server Data Tools comes in. So let's go ahead and bail out of this on-premise app, and you can see the solution underlying my project here. So this is the solution that we just deployed up to the cloud, and here's the new database project type that comes with SQL Server Data Tools. The other thing that you get with SQL Server Data Tools is this new Object Explorer, which gives you the ability to kind of connect up to SQL Server or SQL Azure databases and develop against them in a connected way if you need to do that. In this particular demo, we're going to do all of our work in a disconnected way. So I'm not going to spend too much time over here in Object Explorer, but the key thing to know about that is that it should prevent you from having to switch over all the time into Management Studio to do things, because we've done a lot of work to make sure that Object Explorer does everything you need to develop SQL Server applications. Right, so here we've got our project, and you can see we've got things organized here into different sections, and here are all the little code artifacts associated with my product catalog application. So let's go take a look at the code behind our products table. So this is the new table designer that comes in SQL Server Data Tools. You'll notice in the upper left-hand corner here we have a nice graphical view of the table design. So I can work using that graphical mode if I like, and I can also work using a code view, and I can switch back and forth between them. And we keep all of these windows synchronized with your changes. And in the same window, I would define all the table specific keys and check constraints and indexes and foreign keys. All that stuff goes in this one designer, right? So let's say, for example, the change that we need to make is we need to deprecate a column. We're no longer using this finished goods flag column. So I'll be really naive here, and I'll just go ahead and I'll delete this thing. Now, anybody who develops database applications for a living will know that's a fairly dangerous thing. So I need to kind of understand the impact of what that change is. So if I go up and I view my errors, you'll see immediately, even before I do a build, a couple of errors pop up, and it turns out that I've got a view that references that column that I just deleted. So I'm going to double click this, and it opens up the related view that has the column reference that's no good anymore, and it underlines that, and I can actually go and fix that. So let's go and mark this database project up so that we know that it's actually a new version of our schema. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and open up my project properties here, and we're going to do a couple things. Another great feature in SQL Server Data Tools is what we call edition-aware targeting. So I can actually drop this down and tell SQL Server Data Tools what specific edition of SQL Server I intend to target. And it will automatically apply the kind of Transact SQL syntax checking and feature use guidelines that are applicable to that specific edition of SQL Server. So when I switch over here to SQL Azure, I will know immediately if the project that I'm working on is going to work in SQL Azure. So if I pull up my error list again, we didn't get any errors or warnings as a result of making that switch. So the reason why we can do that so quickly is that SQL Server Data Tools allows you to develop over top of a model of the database. And so it gives you the same kind of modern development capabilities in terms of refactoring and dependency checking that, say, a C-sharp developer might have. You're no longer going to be in the early 90s writing Transact SQL scripts anymore. Cool. So if I open up my properties here, you'll see that we're going to output, when we do a build of this project, the output type is going to be what we call a DAC pack. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of bump the version on this DAC pack. And that's the way I'm actually going to deploy my database instead of like running a bunch of scripts. This is a much better way of doing it. You'll see why in a moment. So I might actually want to test this thing before I actually do a deployment. And so this will show you a really cool capability in SQL Server Data Tools because it supports the local database runtime. So if I right-click on my database project and I go and debug the project, which I'm not seeing debug in here, so something might have changed on me here. But I can actually deploy this thing to a local instance of SQL Server running in my local database runtime here. This is actually embedded inside SQL Server Data Tools, and it's a great way to go in and actually test your databases without even installing SQL Server. So it looks like it's gone ahead and deployed that, and you can see that I can go in here and do a refresh. And I can test that the changes and everything that I made are copacetic. So we won't do too much testing now since we're in demo mode. But just know that you can now deploy right within SQL Server Data Tools, do some testing without even having to install SQL Server in some cases. All right, cool. So we've done our build. We'll just do that one more time just to make sure. And I'm going to go and let's go look at the output of this build, which is this DAC pack. So this is almost like the DLL of my database. This is the blessed version of my database schema that I can then pitch over the fence and hand over to a DBA for deployment, or I can deploy myself using a variety of mechanisms. So we'll go ahead and copy this path out of here, and we'll go back into Management Studio. We'll put our DBA hat on, and we will see what it takes to actually upgrade this database that's running in SQL Azure to the new version of our schema. Now, in the old world, I would have to kind of like manually reconcile, you know, Transact SQL scripts and test them ad nauseum to try to make sure that running the scripts wouldn't hurt my production database. But in this latest release of the technology, we can actually upgrade this thing in place using the Data Tier Application Framework. So I simply right-click on the database, I say Upgrade Data Tier Application, and I point it to my DAC pack, which was the output of my build. So when we browse over there, here's our DAC pack. We open that thing up, and the first thing that happens is the Data Tier Application Framework actually goes out there and checks to see if changes have been made to this database since the last time we deployed it. That's called drift. It wasn't able to detect any drift. That's good news. That means we can just proceed. If there was drift, we might need to reverse engineer that back into our project so we didn't step in somebody else's changes. But in most controlled environments, that shouldn't happen because you're not allowing people to go in and make changes to your schema all the time. So the next choice I have here is to just upgrade the thing in place or to be able to roll back to prior to the upgrade. And for this particular demo, what I'm going to do is just upgrade the thing in place. Let's say it's a really big database. We don't want to allocate all of that extra storage to roll back. So we'll just go ahead and upgrade this thing in place. The next thing that happens is that the data tier application framework actually compares the DAC that I'm deploying to the existing, you know, deployed database, and it creates an upgrade plan. And this is all the stuff I would have had to have done manually myself before is all being done for me automatically by the data tier application framework. We're getting a quick warning here that, you know, if we do this upgrade, we're deleting a column and the data associated with that column is going to go away. So I'm going to go ahead and confirm that that's indeed what I want to do. And we are off and running. We've gone ahead, we've modified our production schema, running up on SQL Azure in SQL Server Data Tools. We've built a DAC that represents the new version of our schema, and we've handed that DAC over to our DBA for deployment, and it's now been upgraded in the production environment. So now if I refresh here and I look at the actual table that is running up in SQL Azure, we should see that that finished goods flag column is gone. And indeed, we don't see finished goods flags in here. So it looks like it's working. Let's go test our app and make sure the app is still functional. It is. We upgraded the thing in place. It's still running. Our report's still running. So I should be able to go in there and bang in some new data. Let's put another Connect Bike in here into the Azure version of our deployment. I'll browse out there and get my picture of my Connect Bike that's laying out here somewhere. And let's see here. Here is our Connect Bike picture. And we'll do our insert. Bang! You know, the app basically works and behaves the same way it did on-premise, but it's running up now in SQL Azure. Including the embedded report, which is now getting serviced out of SQL Azure reporting. So we've moved this whole up to the thing all up to the cloud. We've made some changes. SQL Server Data Tools has made the whole process end-to-end a much more productive experience for us. So I hope you've learned a few things about SQL Server Data Tools. It's available as a free download via the web platform installer. You can install it in an integrated fashion with your existing Visual Studio 2010 installation. And you can also install it in an integrated way into SQL Server 2012 so that you can get the full suite of tools, both the database development tools that you've seen here and the BI development tools for building BI solutions as well. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and I hope you'll stay with us and check out the next presentation and demos. Thanks very much.